You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark, and this week is all about miracles with stories from this year's best-selling book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Believe in Miracles.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with a little Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration for you. And today I'm sharing two stories from our new bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Believe in Miracles. As the back cover says, this book is filled with 101 stories about the miracles that are just waiting to happen to all of us. With true stories of miraculous coincidences, answered prayers, mysterious healing, divine intervention, angels, and messages from heaven. Some of my favorite stories in the book are about when families adopt a baby that is so obviously meant to be theirs, and it's often through really weird and fabulous circumstances. So today I'm sharing two stories about just that, with the first being from Stephanie Claypool. So Stephanie's neighbor called her one morning right after Stephanie had dropped off her husband at the submarine base for deployment. Her neighbor explained that her daughter had left her baby with friends when she went out and she hadn't come back and it had been 3 days already. This daughter had been on and off drugs for years, disappearing and reappearing unpredictably. While Stephanie listened to her neighbor talk, she opened the door to her son's nursery. Nothing had changed since Daniel had unexpectedly died in his crib in the middle of the night when he was 6 months old. His room had sat there untouched in the 2 years since they lost him. Now Stephanie's neighbor was asking if she could borrow a few of the baby's things because she had to go and pick up her grandson from the friends who were watching him. Stephanie said yes, and her neighbor went off to find her abandoned grandson. She called Stephanie hours later and said her daughter wanted to put him up for adoption and would Stephanie like to adopt him. Stephanie was shocked. Her neighbor didn't want him. She was his grandmother. But her neighbor explained that she didn't even know the baby and she wanted him to have a stable family with parents of the right age for him. And her daughter wanted Stephanie to take him too. Stephanie couldn't believe it, but she had to make a decision right then. So she said yes, even though her husband was in a submarine somewhere out of touch. She knew he wanted another baby too. And then she went off to meet her new son, David, and she fell in love with him instantly when she saw him. A few weeks later, as Stephanie plowed through a stack of adoption paperwork, she found David's birth certificate. And what she learned gave her goosebumps. Her son Daniel had died on the day he turned 6 months and 20 days old. Her new son David was given to her on the day he turned 6 months and 21 days old. Stephanie says there was no gap, no overlap. David may have grown in someone else's womb, but he was meant to be my son. Now here's another story that will give you shivers. And it's from Lynn Jorgensen, who tells us that she spent 6 years having miscarriage after miscarriage. And at age 28, she was despondent, not knowing if she'd ever have a baby. She decided it was time to adopt and that they would most likely adopt a girl from China. A few months later, she awoke from a painful, sad dream and wrote about it in her journal. She says, "In my dream, I watched as an Asian couple gently placed their baby beside a rural well. I saw them retreat into the bushes and secretly watch the baby from a distance, hoping she'd be found. After a few minutes, a couple of local women went to draw water from the well. They were surprised to find a baby girl swaddled in bundles of cloth." In her dream, Lynn says she recognized the pain of the Asian couple, and how much they cared about the baby they were being forced to abandon. 6 months later, Lynn and her husband were meeting with their adoption social worker, and they were shown photos of a one-year-old girl who had been found 6 months earlier, abandoned by a community well. Lynn's dream had occurred at the same time the baby girl was found and under the same circumstances. Lynn and her husband adopted Song Lee and brought her home to America. Lynn always remembered that dream, and even though she knew it was just a dream, she thought about the pain that couple felt, and she knew how loved Song Lee had been by her birth parents. When her daughter was in high school, Lynn decided to take her to China to find her roots. The family went to China and met the director of the orphanage where Song Lee had spent that half year after she was left at the well. The director took them to the well where the girl was found, and Lynn couldn't believe it. It was exactly the same as the well in her dream 15 years earlier. There were some women standing by the well, and through an interpreter, they found the two women who had found Song Lee by the well and brought her to the orphanage. Those two women were thrilled to see the baby girl, now a happy, healthy teenager. So those are two very cool stories from our new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Believe in Miracles. I'm Amy Newmark, and I want to thank you for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today. Please let your friends and family know about it. And if you have family members who are new to podcasts, show them how to get the podcast on their phones or computers. I'll be sharing about 20 stories from this new Miracles book, so subscribe to the podcast so you get every episode delivered automatically. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Believe in Miracles, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there, and you can check out the front and back covers and read more about it. And you'll find the book wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Target, Books A Million, and Amazon. Come back next time to hear some more miraculous stories in our next episode, which is called Miracles, Money, and Divine Intervention.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.